Unit 7, Endocrine System. The objectives for the endocrine system are to define, understand, and correctly pronounce medical terms related to the endocrine system, and to describe common diseases and conditions, laboratory and diagnostic procedures, medical and surgical procedures, and medications related to the endocrine system. Overview of the endocrine system. The endocrine system is composed of 8 endocrine glands that assist in regulating our body's activities. While the endocrine glands are found in various locations throughout our body, the actions of the endocrine glands have similar functions. Endocrine glands secrete hormones or chemical messengers directly into the bloodstream, where they are transported to cells that are waiting for their messages. These hormones help your body respond to stress, regulate your blood pressure and water and salt balance. The 8 endocrine glands include the adrenal gland, the pancreas and the islets of Langerhans, the pituitary gland, the pineal gland, the ovaries, the testicles, the thyroid, and the thymus gland. Please note the various locations of the following endocrine glands throughout your body. Hormones are natural chemicals produced and released by the endocrine glands. Hormones are thought of as our body's chemical messengers. The 8 endocrine glands secrete hormones into our bloodstream. In the bloodstream, these chemical messengers go to various organs and tissues to generate a specific reaction by the body. The organs and tissues are affected by their presence and result in changes such as growth and development of our bodies, and they affect metabolic processes, digestion, blood pressure regulation, reproduction, and sexual function, and even our moods. Hormones are powerful, and having too little or too much of a hormone causes various hormone disorders. The level of hormones that is secreted into our bloodstream can be affected by factors such as stress, infection, and changes in the levels of our blood's fluids causing disturbances such as electrolyte imbalances. When your body does not respond to hormones the way it is supposed to, hormone diseases can occur. One of the most common endocrine diseases in the United States is diabetes. We will learn more about diabetes when we discuss the endocrine gland known as the pancreas. The adrenal glands are located near the top of each kidney, which is why they are also referred to as the suprarenal glands. Each gland has 2 layers, an outside layer called the adrenal cortex, and an inner layer referred to as the medulla. The adrenal cortex secretes 3 types of hormones that are referred to as corticosteroids. Each one affects the body in a different way. One helps the body to regulate the metabolism and the level of glucose it uses. Another hormone, aldosterone, assists the body in maintaining an electrolyte balance. The last hormone, produced by the adrenal gland, contributes to the development of secondary sexual characteristics and is essential for reproduction. The adrenal medulla secretes 2 hormones that are responsible for physiological changes that enable us to respond to and react to stress. One example of an adrenal gland disorder is Addison's disease. It is also called adrenal insufficiency, adrenocortical hypofunction, and hypocortisolism. Addison's disease occurs if the adrenal glands don't make enough of the hormones that are generated by the adrenal glands that help your body respond to stress, regulate your blood pressure, and water and salt balance. When a person has a problem with their immune system and it attacks their own tissues, damage to the adrenal glands can occur. Symptoms of Addison's disease include weight loss, muscle weakness, fatigue that increases over time, low blood pressure, and patchy or dark skin. Diagnostic tests such as ACTH or a cortisol test are examples of laboratory tests that help in the diagnosing of Addison's disease. The treatment is to take hormone medication for the remainder of your life. A number of diseases can affect the adrenal glands, including types of cancer. Examples include adrenocortical carcinoma, which is cancer in the outer part of the gland, neuroblastoma, a type of childhood cancer, and pheochromocytoma, which is a tumor of the medulla that causes hypertension, weight loss, and personality changes in the patient. However, adrenal gland cancers are uncommon. Most tumors of the adrenal gland are non-cancerous adenomas and usually do not result in symptoms that would lead to treatment. Symptoms of adrenal gland cancer depends on the type of cancer you have. Possible treatments that a physician could consider in the treatment of these types of cancers of the adrenal gland include surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation therapy. The pancreas is a long, soft organ that lies behind your stomach and in front of your spine. As one of the endocrine glands, it is responsible for making insulin and producing or secreting enzymes or chemicals that assist the body in the digestion of food. Because this gland releases digestive enzymes that are carried through a duct to the duodenum, it is also referred to as an exocrine gland, and that is a gland that produces and sends its chemicals using a tube or duct in the body. The endocrine function takes place in the pancreatic islets that secrete glucagons and insulin. More specifically, the alpha cells secrete the hormone glucagon in response to a low level of glucose in the blood. Insulin, the hormone produced by the beta cells in the pancreatic islets, is produced in response to a high level of glucose in the blood. Diabetes mellitus is a disorder that means your blood glucose or blood sugar is too high. With type 1 diabetes, your pancreas does not make insulin. Insulin is a hormone that helps glucose get into your cells to give them energy. And without insulin, too much glucose stays in your blood. With this excess insulin, damage can occur to your heart, eyes, kidneys, nerves, and even the gums and teeth. Symptoms of type 1 diabetes include being very thirsty, urinating often, feeling very hungry or tired, losing weight without trying, having sores that heal slowly, having dry, itchy skin, losing the feeling in your feet or having tingling in your feet, and having blurry eyes. A blood test can show if you have diabetes. If you are diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, then you will have to take insulin for the rest of your life. There is a new experimental treatment which transplants the islet cells from an organ donor to the body of another person. The islet cells contain beta cells which make insulin, which is a necessary hormone that helps our body use glucose for energy. Type 2 is the more common type of diabetes mellitus. Your body does not make or use insulin well. Without enough insulin, the glucose stays in your body. While some people have no symptoms, others have fatigue, thirst, weight loss, blurred vision, and frequent urination. A blood test can be used to diagnose type 2 also. The treatment may include exercise, weight control, and sticking to a diabetic diet, as well as monitoring your glucose level and taking oral medications. Pancreatitis, or inflammation of the pancreas, is a disease that occurs when digestive enzymes start digesting the pancreas itself. There is a variety of tests and procedures that can be used to diagnose pancreatic diseases. Examples include the amylase test, endoscopic retrograde cholangiopancreatography, or ERCP, lipase test, a pancreatic insufficiency test, a trypsin and a chymotrypsin test, or a trypsinogen test. A pancreas transplant is surgery to place a healthy pancreas from a donor into a person with a diseased pancreas. One reason to consider this treatment is the damage to the pancreas from diabetes. Pancreas transplants allow people with type 1 diabetes to not take insulin shots. Patients who have transplants and must take drugs to keep their body from rejecting the new organ for the remainder of their life, and they also must remain in regular follow-up with their physicians. Cystic fibrosis is a genetic disorder in which thick, sticky mucus can also block tubes in your pancreas, as well as other locations in your body. Cystic fibrosis, or CF, is an inherited disease of the mucus and sweat glands. It does mostly affect your lungs, but it also affects the pancreas, liver, intestine, sinuses, and sex organs. CF causes your mucus to be thick and sticky, and it clogs the lungs, causing breathing problems, and it makes it easy for bacteria to grow. This can lead to problems such as repeated lung infections and lung damage eventually. The symptoms and severity of CF vary widely. Some people have serious problems from birth. Others have a milder version of the disease that doesn't show up until they are teens or young adults. Diagnostic tests include the CF gene mutation test, the CF respiratory screen, which is a sputum screen, a sweat test, again the trypsin and the chymotrypsin test, and the trypsogenitin test. Although there is no cure for CF, treatments have improved greatly in recent years. Until the 1980s, most deaths from CF occurred in children and teenagers. Today, with improved treatments, people with CF live on the average to be more than 35 years old. Both the endocrine and the exocrine cells in the pancreas can form tumors. However, tumors more commonly occur in the exocrine cells of the pancreas. These are referred to as adenocarcinomas, which indicates the cancer has started in the gland. While some tumors are benign or non-cancerous, the majority are malignant. Cancer of the pancreas is the fourth leading cause of cancer death in the United States. Some risk factors for developing pancreatic cancer include smoking, long-term diabetes, chronic pancreatitis, and certain hereditary disorders. Pancreatic cancer is hard to catch early. It doesn't cause symptoms right away. When you do get symptoms, they are often vague or you may not notice them. They include yellowing of the skin and eyes, pain in the abdomen and back, weight loss, and fatigue. Also, because the pancreas is hidden behind other organs, healthcare providers cannot see or feel the tumors during routine examinations. Because it is often found late and it spreads quickly, pancreatic cancer can be hard to treat. Each type of tumor has different symptoms, is diagnosed by using different diagnostic tests, and the treatment options and survival rates vary depending on the type of tumor identified. Possible treatments include surgery, radiation, and chemotherapy. Treatment is determined by the stage of the cancer. Staging refers to how far the cancer has progressed. The pituitary gland, also known as the hypophysis, is a small gland about 1 centimeter in diameter, located at the base of the skull in a depression on the sphenoid bone known as the cella turcica. The gland is connected to the hypothalamus of the brain by a slender stalk called the infundibulum. The pituitary gland is also known as the master gland because it produces or secretes a variety of hormones that are transported through the body and direct other glands to produce their hormones. Hormones produced by the pituitary gland. There are two distinct regions in the pituitary gland, the anterior lobe and the posterior lobe. The majority of the hormones are released by the anterior lobe, with the exception of the antidiuretic hormone and the follicle-stimulating hormone. This is a list of the hormones that are produced in the pituitary glands. With pituitary disorders, you often have too much or too little of one of your hormones. Injuries can cause pituitary disorders, but the most common cause is a pituitary tumor. The pituitary gland makes growth hormone, which stimulates the growth of bone and other tissues. Children who have too little of it may be very short. A dwarf is a person of short stature, under 4'10 as an adult. More than 200 different conditions can cause dwarfism. A single type, achondroplasia, is responsible for approximately 70% of all dwarfism. Dwarfism is not a disease. Treatment with growth hormone can stimulate growth. With proper medical care, most people with dwarfism have active lives and live as long as other people. Individuals can also have too much growth hormone. Usually the cause is a pituitary tumor, but not a cancerous one. Too much growth hormone can cause gigantism in children, where their bones and their body grow too much. In adults, too much growth hormone results in acromegaly, which causes the hands, the feet, and the face to be larger than normal. Diabetes insipidus causes frequent urination. A person becomes extremely thirsty and drinks. The drinking results in frequent urination, and a cycle of drinking and urinating can prevent adequate sleep and even encourage bedwetting. The body produces large volumes of urine, almost all water. Diabetes insipidus is different from diabetes mellitus. Diabetes mellitus is related to the lack of production and/or the body's use of insulin. The symptoms can be similar, however, diabetes insipidus is related to how your kidneys handle fluids in the body. It is less common than diabetes mellitus. Diagnostic tests on urine and blood can determine which condition you have. Usually, diabetes insipidus is caused by a problem with your pituitary gland or your kidneys. Treatment depends on the cause of the problem. Medicines can often help. Pituitary tumors are fairly common, and statistics indicate that 1 in 10,000 persons will develop a pituitary tumor. Pituitary tumors demonstrate the characteristics of slow growth, they do not spread, and they usually are not cancerous. The most common type of pituitary tumor produces hormones and affects the balance of the hormones in the body and may result in conditions such as Cushing syndrome, hyperthyroidism. Symptoms of pituitary tumors include vision problems, nausea and vomiting, and other problems caused by the production of too much hormones. The treatment. Pituitary tumors are generally curable. Treatment is often surgery to remove the tumor. Other treatment options include medications, radiation, or radiosurgery. There are a variety of clinical tests that can be conducted to diagnose pituitary disorders and diseases. Examples of these tests include the adrenocorticohormone test, the follicle-stimulating hormone test, the growth hormone test, the insulin-like growth factor 1 test, luteinizing hormone test, and the MRI of the head. The pineal gland. The pineal gland, also called the pineal body or the epiphysis cerebri, is a small cone-shaped structure that extends posteriorly from the third ventricle of the brain. The thyroid gland is a very vascular organ that is located in the neck on either side of the trachea. It consists of two lobes just below the larynx or voice box. The two lobes are connected by a narrow band of tissue called the isthmus. Internally, the gland consists of follicles which produce thyroxine and triiodothyronine hormones. These hormones contain iodine. About 95% of the active thyroid hormone is thyroxine, and most of the remaining 5% is triiodothyronine. Both of these require iodine for their synthesis. If there is an iodine deficiency, the thyroid cannot make sufficient hormone. This stimulates the anterior pituitary to secrete thyroid-stimulating hormone, or TSH, which causes the thyroid gland to increase in size in a vain attempt to produce more hormones. But it cannot produce more hormones because it does not have the raw material iodine. This type of thyroid enlargement is called simple goiter or iodine deficiency goiter. Millions of people in the United States have thyroid diseases. Most of them are women. If you have a thyroid disease, your body uses energy more slowly or quickly than it should. There are four main types of thyroid disease. Hyperthyroidism. If your thyroid is too active, it makes more thyroid hormones than your body needs. That condition is referred to as hyperthyroidism. Symptoms include weight loss, increased heart rate, and sensitivity to heat. Hypothyroidism. A thyroid gland that is not active enough results in a condition called hypothyroidism. Symptoms include weight gain, fatigue, and difficulty with cold temperatures. There are many causes for both of these conditions. Treatment involves trying to reset your body's metabolism to a normal rate. The two other main diseases are benign or non-cancerous thyroid disease and thyroid cancer. The risk factors for thyroid cancer include being between the ages of 25 and 65, being a woman, being Asian, having a family member who has had thyroid disease, and having radiation treatment to your head and neck. Symptoms include a lump or swelling in your neck. Tests can be ordered to see if you have cancer. Treatment depends on the type and how far the cancer has spread. The various treatments include surgery, radioactive iodine, hormone treatment, radiation therapy, or chemotherapy. Some patients receive a combination of treatments. The reproductive organs endocrine function overview. The ovaries. Two groups of female sex hormones are produced in the ovaries, the estrogens and progesterone. These steroid hormones contribute to the development and function of the female reproductive organs and the development of the secondary sexual characteristics. At the onset of puberty, estrogens promote the development of the breast, the distribution of fat evidenced in the hip, legs, and breast, and maturation of reproductive organs such as the uterus and vagina. Progesterone causes the uterine lining to thicken in preparation for pregnancy. Together, progesterone and estrogens are responsible for the changes that occur in the uterus during the female menstrual cycle. In addition to the major endocrine glands, other organs have some hormonal activity as part of their function. One of these is the thymus gland. The thymus gland is a small organ in your upper chest under your breastbone. Before birth and during childhood, the thymus helps the body make a type of white blood cell. These cells help protect you from infections in your childhood. The thymus gland produces thymosin, a hormone that plays an important role in the development of the body's immune system. The pineal gland consists of portions of neurons, neuroglial cells, and specialized secretory cells called pineocytes. The pineocytes synthesize the hormone melatonin and secrete it directly into the cerebrospinal fluid, which it takes into the bloodstream. The melatonin affects reproductive development and daily physiologic cycles. The thyroid gland helps set your metabolism, how your body gets energy from the food you eat. The parathyroid glands are four small masses of epithelial tissue embedded in the connective tissue capsule on the posterior surface of the thyroid. The parathyroid glands secrete parathyroid hormone or parathormone. Parathyroid hormone is the most important regulator of blood calcium levels. When the blood calcium level is low, the hormone is secreted or released to increase those levels. The testes function as an endocrine gland when the male sex hormones are produced, referred to as androgen. Testosterone is the main hormone secreted by the testes, and the testes begin to secrete testosterone during fetal development. At puberty, testosterone is responsible for growth and development of the male reproductive structures, increased skeletal and muscular growth, enlargement of the larynx, growth and distribution of the body hair, and the increased male sexual drive. Diseases of the thymus. Cancer of the thymus is rare. You are more likely to develop it if you have other diseases such as myasthenia gravis, lupus, or rheumatoid arthritis. Sometimes there are no symptoms. Other times, the thymus cancer can cause a cough that doesn't go away, chest pain, and trouble breathing. The most common treatment is surgery to remove the tumor. Other options include radiation and hormone therapy. Endocrine system combining forms. Let's review our list of key terms for the endocrine system. Adrenalectomy. Oophoritis. Orchitis. Pancreatectomy. Hypopituitarism. Thymoma. Thyroidectomy.